Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
So gepraat nou van datums. Julle besef dat vandag se datum is die belangrikste datum. Ek sal amper sê naas jou huweliksherdenking.
So.
Weet jy wat? Ek sal amper verder gaan om te sê jy kan eerder jou huweliksherdenking se datum vergeet as wat jy vandag se datum moet vergeet. Sam, why are you look confused? Don't you know why today's date is so important?
I do.
Minke, weet jy hoekom is vandag se datum so belangrik?
Ja, ek is baie onseker. Dis die 24ste Junie.
Korrek. En op 24 Junie 1995, herken jy hierdie liedjie?
Ja. Net. Ek was nie gebore in 1995 nie.
PJ Powers het op die veld gestap. Uitgepakte skare, Ellis Park.
Sjo.
Suid-Afrika, Nieu-Seeland.
Here we go.
En daar is dit. Na 100 minute later.
Ja, dat was lot of rugby.
Lig François Pienaar en Nelson Mandela saam met die 1995 Wêreldbeker span vir die heel eerste keer die Wêreldbeker omhoog vir Suid-Afrika. Op hierdie dag, 25 jaar terug.
Yeah.
Where were you when that happened? Minke, waar was jy?
Not conceived yet.
Soos nog glad nie?
Glad nie, ek is gebore in 1996.
1996, laat ek vir jou sê, jy het uitgemis op soveel man, hierdie was 'n great dag gewees.
Nee, ek kan dink, spesifiek na 1994 en net die jaar daarna is dit die jaar wat ons wen. How special.
Okay, maar wacht gauw, 24 juni, wat is jou geboortedatum?
27ste maart 1960.
27ste maart.
July, August, September, October, November.
Oh wait.
December,
oh.
January, February, March.
March, daar's 'n groot kans dat jy op hierdie dag gemaak is.
Oh. Sien so buiten dat ons gewen het op die 24ste Junie 1995 is Minke ook gemaak op daai dag.
Presies.
There we go.
Dis die beste dag van my lewe.
Oh. It's a great day in history, guys. Always remember this day. Great day for South Africa.
Hoor hierso, hoe opgewonde was jou ouers nie? Toe hulle gesê het, luister, die bokke het gewen. Ons gaan ook wen. En papa het geskoor. Laat
ek
vir jou
sê. Cute, right?
It's amazing. Maar kyk, laat ek vir jou sê, ek was 4 jaar oud gewees. En ek onthou dit soos gister. Minke, my ouers was okay. Nie gelukkig soos jou ouers nie. Maar daar was vreugde in daai huis, laat ek dit vir jou vertel. Huh? For the very first time, South Africa walked away victorious as World Cup winners on this day 25 years ago. Samo, where were you? How old were you?
I was a year and 2 months, because I was born on the 21st of April.
So nou dat ons weet, jy is nie 'n rugby wêreldbeker wen
nie. No, I'm not a rugby World Cup baby, but I just think it's absolutely incredible. So in 95, this was the day that we lifted the Rugby World Cup. And it was our first time playing in the Rugby World Cup ever. We won the Rugby World Cup the first time we played it. And now today, we're 235 days into our current reign as Rugby World Cup champions.
Yes, but let me tell you this, sir. 95 is still a very, very clear memory in our thoughts.
Stramski, back in the pocket, has the chance to drop the goal. Back it comes to Stramski. Up goes the kick. Stramski has kept his head, and with 2 minutes gone in the second period of extra time, South Africa's dream is alive once more.
And it's absolutely unbelievable. The crowd has gone mad. Joel Stramski, beautiful scrum ball. No doubt what he was going to do, and he struck it straight between the uprights.
Yeah, that was, of course, the changing moment. Mm-hmm. Changed South Africa's history entirely and, well, gave us the opportunity to lift the World Cup for the very first time on this day, the 24th of June in 1995. So to honor the Euros of the 1995 Rugby World Cup, I will be lighting a braai tonight. No one is invited.
Oh.
And, yeah, dit voel net vir my, ek moet iets vir hulle doen.
That's a bit selfish. My,
no, it's also just sticking to the law. Maar, dit voel vir my, ek moet iets vir hulle doen. Moet mens vir François een boodskap stuur op Twitter en een pak chips? Wat doen mens op hierdie dag? Hoe eer mens hierdie ouens op hierdie dag? I don't know.
Jy maak een Facebook post, maar dat is al wat jy nou kan doen.
Ja, that's it. Ek gaan nou my Facebook post maak. But where were you the day in 1995, the 24th of June, where South Africa defeated New Zealand 15-12, and we had the opportunity to lift the Rugby World Cup for the very first time. Oh, such a great day. Where were you on this day, the 24th of June 1995, when South Africa defeated the All Blacks and gave us the chance to lift the Rugby World Cup for the very first time?
Moro FM in 95 was ek as 104, die graad 6, en ek onthou al die groot mense en onderwysers het baie te kere gegaan. Dis al wat ek onthou. Alles, al die skoolwerk het skielik om rugby gedraai.
So basically, as jy in my skool was, was dit net 'n normale skooldag. Want het is anyway om rugby gedraai.
Julle klomp laat my nou baie ancient voel. Ek het al 3 jaar lank gewerk, 1995.
Ja, en Minke, soos ons nou net weer bevestig het, dit was die antwoord wat jy gemaak is. So,
it's a great day.
Ja, jy het 'n rede om hierdie dag te vier. 7 minute om te gaan voor 8:00, bly ingeskakel, meer van jou gunsteling musiek van Demi Lovato op pad volgende. 17 minute oor 8, net hier so op jou Good Morning Breakfast. Dit is Woensdag die 24ste Junie, een van die belangrikste datums in ons rugby geskiedenis. Want vandag, 25 jaar terug, het die Springbokke natuurlik die Wêreldbeker omhoog gelig nadat ons vir Nieu-Seeland getrap het.
That is it. The final whistle in South Africa won the Rugby World Cup final by 15 points to 12.
And that, of course, the voice of former Springbok and sports broadcaster, Mr. Gavin Cowley. Gavin, good morning. Welcome to the Good Morning Breakfast.
Morning, Sam. How are you?
Lucky and you, bud. Sam is in studio. I'm Shandor, but I get it a lot. A lot of people think I'm Sam and vice versa. So it's fine. It's fine.
You just sounded like him now.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment. Listen, Gavin, you, of course, commentated the 1995 Rugby World Cup. And boy, what a day that must have been.
Yeah, it was an incredible day. You know, it was an incredible tournament, to be honest with you. But, you know, that crescendo, there'd been so many interesting things that had built up to that final game. You know, the opening match here with the great Nelson Mandela coming onto the field, that game against Canada when the players got sent off the field, the win against France in Durban in the semi-final where we won by a millimeter, I think it was. And it was just like an incredible build-up. But that day at Ellis Park was quite special, you know. We'd only recently become a full democracy, and I thought there was a tremendous opportunity for great nation-building and people's togetherness on the day. And I think we did quite a bit of that, but I don't think we did enough. But that's perhaps another story. But on the day itself, you know, so many things unfolded after the event. A lot of people didn't know that Mandela had gone into the changing room, you know. A lot of people only saw him walking with Francois Pienaar's jersey on into the stadium. And, you know, those little things, I think, made such a big difference. And was it not appropriate as well that the theme song of the tournament was The World in Union? Which still rings in my ears, you know, and I think about those wonderful opportunities that we had, you know. After the match, you know, I actually milled around afterwards in the streets and just to get a feel for what was going on. And I tell you what, you know, I've never seen South Africans so united. After any event, whatever it is, sporting or otherwise, there was, and that's when the words of Nelson Mandela rang true to me, you know, that sport has the power to change the world. And I just thought of those things, you know. It was just such a special day. Sure. And when Joel Stransky kicked that drop kick, well, you know, there were no tries scored. It was all kicks between him and Andrew Mertens. But when he kicked that drop over, it was like, hang on. I think we've
here
got
we
it.
Here we go. Chatting to Gavin Cowley, former Springbok, and of course, world-renowned sports broadcaster. He commentated the final between the Springboks and the All Blacks. Now, Gavin, I'm so glad you brought up that moment when Joel pushed the ball through the uprights and secured the win for us. And you said now you remember it like it was yesterday. Now, can you reenact that moment when it all happened? I'm sure you can still remember word for word what you said in the commentating box. Can you give us a bit of the 1995 gold in that moment?
You want me to commentate?
I want you to commentate it. Yes, 100%.
Okay, well, I haven't got Chick Henderson, the late Chick Henderson, alongside me to help me along, because he was very much part of that mix too, and passed on a few years after that. But he was in tears, you know. I could see the tears running down his face when that drop goal went through. And I had to curb my emotions as well. What a time it was. You know, the Springboks very much on attack. And I see Joel Stransky walk back into the pocket. This could be a drop goal opportunity. And Joel Stransky with that ball down. Back it comes, Stransky. It's going to be a drop goal. He's got it.
Oh,
awesome.
Gavin Cowley, that is remarkable. Thank you so much for your time this morning, sir. We appreciate it. You're an absolute legend, a legend of the game nonetheless. And we appreciate the fact that you took the time out of your busy schedule to have a chat to us this morning and to just shed some gold on that 1995 drop goal winning moment. Thank you so much. Have a good one and stay safe.
It wasn't word for word. That's all I can tell you.
Well, you know what? It was perfect. Gavin, you're a legend. Thank you so much. Have a good one, pal.
Okay, Sean. And Sam, all the best, eh?
Bye.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show.
On OFM, the sound of your life.